Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In this episode, I want to give you an update on the situation in Turkey. If you've been following the channel, you'll know we've been closely following Turkey. And over the last 6 months, we have seen the rate of inflation mushroom. It has taken off. It's now the highest rate out of any country in the G20. And Turkey is in a full-on crisis. During 2021, the Turkish lira declined by 44%, and we've seen it continue to decline in 22, and it's now down by around 30% this year. So there's been a significant devaluation in the lira. And the flip side of that is that we have seen a huge increase in inflation. Inflation is now touching 80% officially in Turkey, but unofficially, the prices are up significantly more than that. And staple items such as food are up by more than 100% in a lot of circumstances. So there's a real problem in Turkey right now. And one of the things that's caused the problem is that back in 2021, the Central Bank of Turkey decided to start lowering interest rates at a time when inflation was very high. And as soon as they started lowering interest rates, inflation started to accelerate. So in today's episode, I want to tell you about a remarkable announcement that's just been made with regards to interest rates. We'll have a look at what's happened to inflation and what's been going on with interest rates. I'll then share with you some comments that have been made by market analysts in response to the latest move by Turkey. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is actually going on in Turkey right now and the risks that the economy are facing. So before we get into all of that, as usual, I'm going to ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters so you can skip over things if you don't have time or you're not that interested in it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube, Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. The Turkish Central Bank has absolutely shocked the financial markets by announcing that it has cut the official rate of interest from 14% to 13% in an effort to stimulate the economy. So this is shocking for a number of reasons. Firstly, as I just mentioned, inflation is at an incredibly high rate right now in Turkey. 80% is off the scale. This is out of control inflation. And the decision to cut interest rates at a time of high inflation goes against all of the recognized economic theory. I've talked about this before on the channel, but I'll run through it again very briefly now. If you've got really high inflation, that means that prices are rising rapidly. And so if you want to address that, you want prices to come back down. And the traditional way of dealing with that is to reduce demand in the economy. Because if you reduce demand, then that should enable prices to start moving back. And the way that most central banks deal with reducing demand is by increasing interest rates. And the logic on that is, firstly, if you increase interest rates, it increases the cost of borrowing for any new loans. So it discourages people from taking new loans, taking new mortgages, and therefore starts to reduce spending. It also increases the cost of borrowing for anybody that's got an existing loan that's on a floating rate. So that would relate to both consumers and businesses. And if the cost of borrowing goes up, then that means that businesses make less profit, individuals have less free disposable income, and therefore they start to spend less. So it has a dampening down effect on the economy. As you raise those interest rates, people have less cash and therefore they spend less. In addition to that, higher interest rates also encourage people to save money. As the rate of interest goes up, it becomes more attractive, and therefore rather than spending in the economy, you may decide that you want to put the money in the bank and watch it grow. So that's all the theory behind raising interest rates in order to reduce demand, to reduce spending. Now, Turkey decided during 2021 that policy wasn't working for them and they wanted to try something new. So they decided to start lowering interest rates. And later in the video, we'll have a look at the timing of when they lowered the interest rates and what happened to inflation at that point. Now, interest rates have remained steady at 14% for the last 7 months. So everybody was assuming that this policy of reducing rates had been abandoned. So this is a genuine shock to the financial markets. It's not often that you see people absolutely shocked, but this is one of those situations. And the Turkish Central Bank have released an official announcement about this decision. It is important that financial conditions remain supportive to preserve the growth momentum in industrial production and the positive trend in employment in a period of increasing uncertainties regarding global growth as well as escalating geopolitical risk. The new policy rate is adequate under the current outlook, it said, adding the growing gap between its policy rate and rising loan rates was reducing the effectiveness of monetary transmission. Now, the initial response from the markets was that the Turkish lira fell against the US dollar. It's now trading above 18 to $1. And the concern is that we could now see a significant devaluation in the lira going forward. If everybody's expecting the Turkish Central Bank to continue with this policy of reducing rates, then that's going to drive down the value of the lira even further. And that's likely to make the situation worse in Turkey because they're a net importer. They're buying in fuel and food. So if the value of the lira falls, those imports become more expensive to all of the people in Turkey. And you get a very vicious circle where everybody starts abandoning the lira and moving to the euro and the dollar. And that's what's been happening in Turkey over the last 12 months anyway. We've seen significant dollarization. This chart shows the inflation rate in Turkey over the last 5 years. And you can see that inflation has been running at high levels consistently over the last 5 years. But since the end of 2021, there has been an enormous increase in inflation. But before we touch on current inflation, if we look at the situation towards the end of 2019, we saw a gradual increase in that rate of inflation. And this table plots the official rate of interest in Turkey over the same period. So you can see that in the middle of 2019, the rate of interest was sitting at around 24%. And the Turkish Central Bank decided to start reducing those rates. So it came down from 24% to a low of around 8% in the middle of 2020. And if we jump back to the inflation chart, you can see that inflation during that period increased steadily. So what that shows is the reduction of interest rates caused an increase in inflation. Now going back to the interest rate chart, Turkish Central Bank did increase interest rates during 2020, and they were pushed up to around 19% at the start of 2021. Now going back to the inflation chart, you can see that inflation did continue rising during that period. But that isn't entirely unusual because there are a lot of different factors that feed into inflation. And for a net importer such as Turkey, the valuation of the currency has a big bearing on what's happening with inflation. Because if your currency starts to weaken, then that will drive up inflation because the purchasing power at home of your home currency starts to fall. And if we look at this chart, which plots the value of the lira against the US dollar, you can see that there's been a steady deterioration in the value of the lira. And that deterioration would drive inflation upwards. Now, if we go back to the interest rate chart, you can see that towards the end of 21, Turkey decided to start reducing interest rates, even though inflation in the country at that time was touching around 20%. And 20% is an extremely high rate of inflation. At the moment in the US and Europe, we've got inflation rates of around 10%, and that's causing everybody major concern. So 20% is very high. In the period between May and November 2021, Turkey reduced the official rate of interest from 19% to 14%. So that represents a 500 basis point reduction in interest rates. And if we look at this bar chart showing the monthly change in inflation rate, you can see exactly what happened at the time when Turkey decided to start reducing rates. In the 4 months through to November 21, inflation stayed relatively level at around 20%. However, in December, it jumped to 36%, in January, 49%, February, 54%, March, 61%, April, 70%, May, 73%, June, we got to 78%, and in July, we are now at around 80%. So this has been a remarkable increase in inflation. These movements represent very aggressive price increases. This is highly damaging to the economy. It's impossible for wages to be able to keep up with this level of price increases. So what this means is it puts a lot of pressure on the people of Turkey, and it reduces the standard of living. The cost of living has increased dramatically. The standard of living has gone down. And as I mentioned earlier in the video, what happens at times like this is that it puts a lot of pressure on the currency. The Turkish lira has devalued significantly over the last 12 months, and that is now pushing people away from the lira and towards the US dollar and the euro. And then it becomes really difficult for Turkey because nobody's using the currency. Everybody loses faith in the lira, and then it devalues further. So I think what this analysis shows is that the reduction of interest rates at a time of high inflation isn't working in Turkey. All it's done is fuel inflation further. We saw inflation take off at the time when Turkey reduced its interest rates by 500 basis points. It's really fueled that growth in inflation. And economists all around the world have been criticizing this approach, but Turkey have stuck to their guns. They've ignored what everybody else has said, and they kept interest rates relatively low. There hasn't been a movement for 7 months, and I think everyone was assuming that the policy decision-making had changed and there would be no further reductions in interest rates. So the latest announcement is an absolute shock to everybody. In order to give you a flavour of the market response to this decision, I wanted to share some analysts' comments. Goldman Sachs have stated, "We think the macroeconomic policy mix in Turkey has become more unsustainable with today's rate cut." And they're now forecasting annualised inflation to rise to more than 90% and only to ease to near 75% by the year end with the help of base effects. They went on to state, "We recognise substantial upside risk to our forecast." Jason Tuvey, senior emerging markets economist from Capital Economics, stated, "Turkey's central bank stepped up its fight against economic orthodoxy. This latest move could be the trigger for yet another currency crisis. More than anything, it is clear that the central bank of Turkey is taking its instructions from President Erdogan. That said, the move further increases the risk of yet another currency crisis. After all, Turkey is suffering from a wide current account deficit, large short-term external debts, and perilously low foreign exchange reserves. The authorities are in no position at all to support the lira. If the Turkish central bank is to pursue further rate cuts over the coming months, we suspect that it will turn to more restrictive capital controls." One of the leading strategists from SocGen stated, "This cut is likely to exacerbate a weakening of the lira as other central banks in the region continue to hike or at least opt for a stability. It is a surprising decision. Inflation has not peaked yet, and we estimate it will peak at around 87% in October." Michael Hewson, senior analyst at CMC Markets, stated, "I think it just goes to show that politicians don't have a clue about monetary policy. A weaker currency just means higher inflation. Maybe it's just Erdogan's way of saying I'm in charge, but everybody knows that, so I don't really understand the rationale behind it." And the senior FX analyst at InTouch Capital Markets stated, "Today's decision further undermines the credibility of the central bank. It is fairly simple. Inflation is way too high, interest rates are way too low, and the lira is going to pay the price for this ongoing experiment in monetary policy that is based mainly on President Erdogan's unorthodox view on the relationship between interest rates and inflation. Essentially, it is a policy mistake that will have negative implications for the lira, as the initial market reaction indicates. The central bank tried to justify its surprising decision by expressing concerns about the upcoming slowdown in economic activity, but inflation is simply too high for the central bank to cut interest rates. The rate cut also means that it will be even more expensive for the central bank to defend the lira." So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because this is probably the most shocking news coming out of Turkey that I've seen since I've been covering the country on YouTube. I can't believe that they've reduced interest rates at a time when inflation is almost at 80%. Turkey has the highest rate of inflation in the G20, the top 20 economies in the world, and it's actually now in the top 10 in the world in terms of its rate of inflation. So it's off the scale, it's out of control, and it's causing major problems in Turkey. Because it's a net importer, the economy is under real pressure because of the increase in oil prices and food prices, because Turkey is having to bear the brunt of that. And they've run out of currency. In the past, the Turkish central bank was using its currency reserves to support the lira. They would go into the market and buy lira at times when the currency was starting to weaken. They haven't been able to do that recently because they're using a lot of their currency to buy in natural gas and oil, and they're running out of cash rapidly. And the Turkish central bank lowering interest rates at this time is likely to cause a major weakening of the lira, and it's also likely to drive up inflation further. And the other thing is that it will push people away from the lira and more towards the dollar and the euro. So all of those things are really bad news for the Turkish economy. There isn't really any positive news that I can report to you on this decision. It only looks like it's going to cause more trouble for the Turkish economy. And the fact that the Turkish bank has referred to weakening in economic output in Q3 as a reason for doing this really doesn't make any sense either, because all it's going to do is accelerate any weakness that they have right now. So there's a really big chance that this could make things significantly worse and really start to put the economy under pressure. And one of the things that's really surprising here is that this decision has been taken at a time when President Erdogan is in the lead up to the next election. In June 23, there's an official election. That's the end of the current 5-year term. And you would have expected that President Erdogan would do things that would make him more popular, that would help the country and put him in a good light. But I can't see this decision actually resulting in any positives at all. So it's really surprising. Now, as I mentioned before on the channel, Turkey is really desperate to find some cash from somewhere at the moment. And I posted a video recently about an announcement that was made by President Erdogan and President Putin that they want to get together and do more cooperation. They want to do more trade and more business. And Turkey have this unique position at the moment where they're able to keep ongoing relations with NATO and the Western world, and also Russia. Now, how long that lasts for, I don't know. And whether or not Turkey and Russia can team up and do more business remains to be seen. But there is a possibility that Russia could reach out to Turkey, provide it with natural gas and oil on a credit basis, do some deals in terms of future business together. And that would help Turkey. But I think that would be viewed negatively by NATO and the rest of the West because the sanctions are designed to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's the whole purpose. So if Turkey is teaming up with Russia and helping ease them through this period, that's not really helping to encourage Russia to stop this offensive. So it is going to be fascinating what happens in Turkey because they're rapidly running out of cash, they're rapidly running out of options, and I think they've shot themselves in the foot with this latest decision, and it's likely that we will see the Turkish lira weakening significantly over the course of the next few weeks. So hopefully you found this update useful and informative. I'll keep you posted of any further news as and when I hear it. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.